am.
Welcome to the chat, Henry. What's your question today?
Yeah, I had two questions for you guys. The first one is, you know, DirecTV is claiming that they're going to launch 100 or so HD channels, and I was wondering what you guys are going to do to counter that, you know, and what channels are you guys possibly looking to broadcast in HD?
Okay.
Is that
the two questions?
No, then the second question was with the, I was wondering what happened with the negotiations with the MLB extra innings package.
Okay. Let me start with Major League Baseball. We did negotiate with Major League Baseball and made them an offer to carry the channels. They chose to sign an exclusive deal with DirecTV. Then there were hearings in Congress. We participated in those hearings to make sure that our customers could have that. We've had Major League Baseball extra innings. It's not been a large number of our customers who've chosen to pay the money for it, but we've had it in the past. And ultimately, Major League Baseball then. DirecTV had signed an exclusive contract, and it was their choice then to give it to cable, but not to us. So cable ended up getting the network, and we didn't. It is available to our customers through the internet at half the price, normal price, and so our customers who have a broadband connection can get an internet. But we're disappointed that Major League Baseball chose to do that in a disservice to many of their fans across the country. We're fortunate that we don't have to. One of the conditions of the contract was that you had to put a Major League Baseball channel and give that to all your customers, and you had to pay for that, thus raising your rates to all your customers, even if you may not be interested in an out-of-market game that's not being shown somewhere else. So we carry thousands of Major League Baseball games, whether it be the networks or ESPN. We carry certainly all the playoffs.